We're talking with the folks at Berger Ingelheim here at CattleCon 2026 in Nashville, Tennessee, deep at the heart of Music City. Let's talk about strengthening calf immunity. Joining us now, Lee Jones with Berger Ingelheim. Lee, it's great to talk with you here at CattleCon. Hope the show's going well so far.
Yeah, Jesse, it's going great. Getting a visit with some producers, talking just how do we keep our calves healthy? How do we keep them to thrive?
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. Obviously, starting right away when it comes to calf health, and maybe what are some of the common pitfalls that producers deal with and encounter when it comes to trying to strengthen that calf immunity here right away?
Well, it's just the biggest part I see is where do we begin? Because really, when we look at calf health, it actually begins before they're born, right? So I mean, just how they're developed inside mama. And is she getting the right nutrients? Is she getting the right... all the things that she needs to help grow that calf. And then a lot of times people think, well, calf health starts the day it's born. But in reality, it starts before that.
How does colostrum play a role? Let's talk about that, because I've heard conversations about that before, and I know it's an important part. So talk about how colostrum comes into play here, Lee.
Well, colostrum is absolutely critical for the life of that calf. What we can do with the cow, on the cow side of things, we can feed her, right? So she has good body condition, can develop quality colostrum, and all of the antibodies that are being produced that are going to be essential for that calf's health are being produced by the cow, sequestered into the udder in that colostrum, and then that calf really needs to get up, and he needs to nurse. We've all been told within the first 24 hours, but ideally we want that calf to nurse within the first six to eight hours of life. Because that colostrum does a lot of things. One of the things that the colostrum obviously provides what we call passive immunity. You have the antibodies from mama that are going to protect that calf from all the things that she's been exposed to on that farm. And we can do things to improve that with vaccinations. But the biggest thing we can do is to help make sure that we're meeting her needs with all the nutrients, including trace minerals and vitamins. And then colostrum also turns on the calf's immune system. And so it helps it to actually establish innate immunity or natural immunity, and then that's going to set that calf up to begin for the rest of its life as a good foundation for health. So colostrum, yes, colostrum is kickstarts a good life.
What about early vaccination? I think that's another piece of this as well that we should talk about, and having a good vaccination plan in place on your operations. Talk about the importance of that a little bit here.
So yes, that's absolutely critical. So once that passive immunity begins to wane 6 or 8 weeks, after birth, after that calf gets a good dose of colostrum, then that calf's going to have to make up the difference with its own immune system. So yes, we want to start with a good vaccination program. Typically we talk about, branding time, calf working time, anytime up to about 3 months of that calf's life, we go ahead and get those calves worked. We want to make sure that we are vaccinating for the viruses, the common viruses that trigger respiratory disease, and we also want to make sure that we're vaccinating that calf with the clostridials so that we can protect them from the different diseases caused by clostridial disease like blackleg or enterotoxemia. So it's absolutely critical to have a good vaccination program so we kind of cross the line that as maternal antibodies, maternal immunity is declining, calf's own immune system is actually taking up the slack.
What should that vaccination schedule look like from birth to weaning? What are some of the key considerations we need to have at that critical time period?
Well, we want to make sure that we're using, I prefer the injectable vaccinations. We want to make sure that we're using a product that's going to be able to produce, stimulate immunity in the face of maternal antibodies. And we do have products that do that. We have some adjuvanted modified lives that do a great job of stimulating immunity to things like IBR, BVD, BRSV, and then go ahead and use the toxoid, the 7-way blackleg vaccines, clostridial vaccines, and they will also stimulate some immunity.
Anything else you would add, or any of the products that Boehringer Ingelheim has that can help producers? I mean, what would you reiterate to folks as they're thinking about that early vaccination plan and just that overall calf immunity, Lee?
So really and truly, we want to look at the different things that calves are going to face. If we run into some things called, you know, nursing calf pneumonia, maybe we want to have some anhemia protection on there. And that's where our leukotoxins really do make a difference to help protecting those calves against things like nursing calf pneumonia and what some people call summer calf pneumonia.
Well, I'm sure if folks have questions, talking to their local herd veterinarian, reaching out to experts with Beringer Ingelheim and more, there's a lot of ways to get in touch and have those important conversations to build out that good management plan to protect our calf immunity, right, Lee?
Absolutely, 100%, Jesse. So work with your veterinarian. The veterinarian knows some of the challenges local to your area, and someone who's very familiar with the challenges on your farm, and all herd health programs are not alike. They're very unique, and they need to be to address some of the unique challenges on every farm.
Lee Jones, Beringer Ingelheim, thanks for joining us here at CattleCon and sharing some thoughts on calf immunity. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you very much, Jesse. Enjoyed meeting you.